KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a very special home buyer seminar, remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, coming to you today from Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in downtown Santa Fe. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us today for what I consider to be one of the most important and useful shows that we have aired this entire year. We have a team of very knowledgeable home buyer professionals who I will be introducing in a few minutes. And we're also providing you with some terrific refreshments. And for those who actually sign up for today's seminar, you can enter a drawing for great free gifts. So come on down to Fidelity National Title, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue. Whether you are a first-time home buyer or are someone who has owned multiple properties, I guarantee that you will get more out of the seminar than you could ever imagine. Before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And I invite you to join us next Sunday at 142 Lincoln Avenue in downtown Santa Fe for a very special remote broadcast during the Home Builders Parade of Homes Tour. Now, I'll be out of town, but I'm leaving the show hosting duties to the very talented, knowledgeable, and articulate Steve Riemann, Santa Fe Area Manager of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. And since we're staging the Home Buyers Seminar today from Fidelity, Steve has decided to stop by and say hello. Are you ready to host a radio show next Sunday?
Sure, certainly looking forward to it, Ray. We're pleased to be a part of All Things Real Estate, pleased to be a part of the Haciendas, Parade of Homes. It's Indian Market. We're excited about a good turnout of people, especially those that can come by and visit us at the live broadcast on Lincoln Ave. Those are spectacular condos. We just love being a part of everything that you're doing, Ray, with All Things Real Estate, and excited about hosting the show next week. We have a couple of special guests, including Paul Duran, and hoping that Darlene Street from Santa Fe Realty Partners will join us at the microphone. So I'm privileged to take your spot. Those are big shoes to fill, brother.
Well, actually not. Steve says that, and I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. But he has been on the radio show so many times, and I feel totally confident that actually I won't come back ever again. You can do the show from now on out. Anyway, thank you, Steve, for being here today, and thank you for letting us use your fabulous facility for this terrific home buyers seminar. Anyway, as always, we have a lot going on with the program, and so with Gino Thompson, my producer back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician Colin McAdams with us here at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Hi, Andrew. You are just like a movie star. You arrived in the 11th hour, but I'm delighted you're here. What do you have for the listeners today?
You know, I always try to be topical, so yeah. I'm going to talk about first-time homebuyers and the programs that might be appropriate to first-time homebuyers who are listening. All lenders, basically, all Fannie and Freddie lenders, will accommodate first-time homebuyers. But I think the issue with most first-time homebuyers is the need for down payment. Santa Fe Community Housing Trust has a down payment assistance program, which if you're qualified, which is based upon need and family size and income, you can get a grant of almost $10,000 for down payment. There's an application and about 8 hours of classes that you have to take, but it's a fairly easy way of getting some down payment assistance. But I also like to mention a couple of loan programs where you have to put no money down. I've talked before about the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program, which will lend 100% with no mortgage insurance, which is pretty amazing for rural properties. Now, in Santa Fe, we're pretty lucky because we are somewhat rural.
Right.
So if you go to Lamy or Galisteo, Pecos or Glorieta, Nambe, Pewaukee, Cuyamungay, and even Los Alamos, those are all considered rural properties, and they're appropriate for the USDA program.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use, if you're a vet and have a VA certification, you can put that, use a VA cert for 100% financing. There's a funding fee of about 2%, which it's based upon whether you've used the certification before or whether you were in active or inactive service. And there is no mortgage insurance. And lastly, there is the FHA. FHA requires that you put down 3.5%. And the regular rules apply, but it's much easier. You can get in with a lower credit score. There's a funding fee, and there is mortgage insurance, which makes FHA more expensive than the other programs. But there's a whole host of options for first-time homebuyers or for regular homebuyers.
Right.
And all these programs offer rates that are presently at historic lows.
Yeah. Well, as always, very timely advice. And as you said, you'd like to be topical. You were right on the mark today, Andrew. We're about ready to launch into our home buyer seminar. So I appreciate you stopping by, and I'll talk to you next Sunday, okay?
Have a good time off.
Okay. Thank you. I want to shift gears here. And, again, we're out here at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. We're going to be doing this home buyer seminar all afternoon. The show runs just for the next hour, but my colleagues and friends are going to be here. I'd like to welcome to the show my broker colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Lynn Wigley, and her business partner, Nick Burke of Golden Realtors in Albuquerque. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
I tell you what, Lynn and Mick are the official hosts of today's home buyer seminar, along with Danny Estrada of Interface Mortgage. I see Danny lurking over by the door there by the seminar room, and Shelley Monks of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. To use a phrase that we use in the real estate business, they are ready, willing, and able to provide you with every piece of information regarding the purchase of real estate in today's market. I think it's a terrific idea that you guys are doing this seminar for not only first-time home buyers, but for people that maybe have owned multiple properties before. So let's get right into it. What is the agenda today? And maybe I'll start ladies first with Lynn. Lynn, what will people that come here today get out of this seminar?
Well, I think with the ever-changing economy and the ever-changing real estate world, it's an important seminar to come to just to learn the new rules and regulations of what it means to be a first-time home buyer or somebody that is currently a home buyer and wants to buy a new home, sell their current home, whatever it may be. It's an all-things seminar that you can learn, ask questions, and find out anything and everything that you need to know.
Right. And, Nick, again, you are a realtor of renown in the Albuquerque area. You don't mind me using that description, do you? Not at all. You'll take it, right?
Actually, I will take it. Yeah, 20 years in the business. And this year, I have seen the biggest changes in this industry that I have ever seen.
And what, in, say, 1, 2, 3, what would they be?
All of the lending rules have changed.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you know about lending has absolutely changed basically 180 degrees.
Uh-huh.
There's so many new regulations, it's baffling.
Uh-huh. And I tell you what, Colin McAdams is always the great technician that he is. I warned you guys pull the mics forward a little bit so we can get a little more resonating sound out of your beautiful voices. Well, those are dramatic changes in the market. And for purposes of home buyers, particularly first-time home buyers, I guess what it suggests to me is that the process can be daunting to begin with if you're a first-time home buyer. But I think it's even more critical, isn't it, Nick, to have your arms around all the rules and federal law changes so that you can participate in the process fully, correct?
It's absolutely imperative. If you get into this process without some knowledgeable assistance, you're going to wind up faltering. And, you know, basically, a lot of people that I have come in contact with that I've actually had to, you know, help them jump rope and get out of a bad situation, including real estate contracts where they just didn't know what they were doing and they gave the people a ton of money and then wound up, you know, basically eating the entire amount of down payment because they weren't qualified at the end of that real estate
right.
contract.
And Lynn, again, just to refresh the listeners' memory, because you were on the show with me last call-in interview on the 4th of July, sort of shifting gears a little bit, what brought you to Santa Fe and the practice of real estate with Santa Fe Realty Partners?
What brought me to Santa Fe was, you know, my parents, my father's in the art business, and we moved out here in 91, I think. So I grew up here essentially and, of course, went away to college and lived various places, but always come back to Santa Fe. It's not the land of enchantment, it's the land of entrapment. So I came back and I got into real estate just because I was always interested in property, even as a young girl, mainly just looking at the beauty of buildings, but that's really kind of what got me into real estate in the first place.
And
the love of it as a child.
And that's entrapment in a positive way.
Right,
isn't
it? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a quick break here on All Things Real Estate. I'm doing it a little bit early, but I want to sort of regroup here with the gang. And when we come back here at Fidelity National Title for this very special homebuyer seminar, which we invite you to come on down to, and that's 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, when we come back, we're going to lay out all the different guts that will, of this particular program that will occur this afternoon. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Hey, Danny, would you do me a favor?
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And today we're doing a very special homebuyer seminar from the corporate headquarters, at least corporate headquarters north of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company here at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue. And we have some people that have arrived already, and we're inviting you to come on down here today for what will be a very interesting afternoon of the storyline of what you need to do to be prepared for and participate fully in the buying process of real estate. Not only in Santa Fe, but throughout New Mexico. And frankly, I think this topic is going to be applicable to anybody in the country. So we're going to go back into our conversation here. I'm joined at the broadcast booth by my colleague Lynn Wigley from Santa Fe Realty Partners and by Mick Burke, who is associate broker, your qualifying broker of Golden Realtors down in Albuquerque. Both of them are heading up this seminar today. They're joined by Danny Estrada of Interface Mortgage and Shelley Monks of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. They are all professionals, experts. So, guys, let's get right into it. Let's drill down from start to finish, A to Z, soup to nuts. The very first thing that a buyer probably needs to do, and Mr. Estrada from Interface Mortgage is going to be nodding yes on this, is to talk to a lender or a mortgage broker. Correct, Lynn?
Yes, correct.
And the reason why?
Well, because you have to find out what you're qualified for.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really know what your parameters are when you're buying a home so you don't look at the wrong home or, you know, you can make a better selection.
And actually, Mick, from a broker standpoint, it's essential because, as Lynn was just pointing out, otherwise you're sort of, here's the universe of houses, large and small, $1 million down to $150,000. So you got to have somewhere to start, and the lender can help qualify the buyer's parameters for the broker, correct?
You know, Ray, for a long time we had a rule of thumb. For every $1,000 you purchase, it was $7 on your payment. Mm-hmm. That was based on 8% interest.
Mm-hmm.
Today's rate is 4.5%.
Incredible.
It's incredible. It's
yeah.
It's a 40-year low, 4.5%. And because interest rates are so low, not even I know. I have to break out my old HP from college.
Right.
So it's important to know what your payment's going to be. Most people's payment right now on a home is less than what they can find a home to rent for.
Yeah.
Because of interest rate being so low.
Well, that's a good point, and you guys have some fabulous handouts that I know you'll be distributing today to people. And I think coming down here today for one document alone, if you're renting, is the advantages or disadvantages between renting and owning. Let's talk a little bit about that since you brought it up.
Great.
I'm renting a house here in Santa Fe. Am
mm-hmm.
I crazy? No, I'm not literally doing that, but I'm saying if I did.
Right.
Yes, you are crazy, right?
Yeah,
but if
totally.
I'm renting a house, so why should I be doing that when I can buy a property, correct?
In my opinion, owning a home is not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
there's advantages and disadvantages of every aspect of life.
Right.
The greatest advantage of renting a home is your equity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I am currently selling a home for a young man. He's 27 years old. He bought a house 8 years ago. He is making $30,000 on his investment.
Wow.
That is after everything's paid, he is going to make $30,000. I mean, clearly, and he's going to pay the money anyway, whether he pays it to rent, which is going to make the landlord $30,000,
right,
or he's going to pay his mortgage company, which is going to make him $30,000.
Right.
That's the one decision.
It is. I mean, besides equity, you've got the tax deduction capabilities,
exactly,
all of that stuff, which you have none of that if you're renting a property. It's basically, it's like you're paying your utility bill each month, it's
mm-hmm.
if you're paying a larger chunk of it. So when, as you said, the first order of business for a buyer is to talk to a lender, and one of the things that you are not only getting the parameters of what you are capable of buying, but one of the things you want to end up with is a piece of paper from that lender, from Danny Estrada, that says you are capable of buying this priced property. And why is that important as a broker?
Well, how many houses are on the market? I mean, you have to know what you're going to look at. If you go and look at an $850,000 house, but you can afford a $200,000 house, well, of course you're going to love the $850,000
right.
house. So.
Right.
It's really determining what you're capable of buying and living in and doing, and what size you need and the various aspects of that.
And I didn't ask that question correctly because I was looking for an answer that basically says that when someone gets a letter from a lender, the letter itself is actually part of your offering package.
When you have found
that house that you're qualified for, you've got to have the letter in hand.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
that's
the seller
uh-huh.
and the seller's broker is going to say, well, you know, go get your letter
because right.
we don't know if you're
Which
qualified.
Which is just going to hold up the process.
Right.
So it's, having the letter, absolutely. It's part of your negotiation and part of the purchase agreement and the offer.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
In your package today, you guys actually have a section that deals with the buyer interview process. Mick, what does that mean for the person that attends today's seminar?
You know, for years, Ray, I've been interviewing my buyers, and what it boils down to is, one, what's your goal?
Right.
You know, I don't want to try and sell you a house that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really make any sense for any of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I interview you to try and make sure that I understand what it is exactly that you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
That's my number one goal with the interview process. The second and most important thing is how much you're willing to pay each month.
Right.
Okay? Just because the lender says, here's how much he can pay, does not mean that that's how much you want to pay.
Right.
Okay? So because of those things, it's just a nice one-page piece of information that I keep handy,
mm-hmm.
that when I am taking you out to show houses and we see a house and you said to me, I want a 10 by 12 walk-in closet,
right?
And you say you found the perfect house and this is the house you want to make an offer on, I look at that buyer interview sheet and I say, hey, this closet is 5 by 3. Are you really sure you want this house?
Uh-huh.
And because when you make your final decision, it's important that you have met your goal.
Right, and you raise a good point there, too, particularly for first-time home buyers. They've got a lot going on in their mind, and they may have forgotten what even some of their own parameters are and can be lulled into that beautiful house that has all the other amenities, but it's got the tiny little closet. So you are there to basically help remind them, well, now, are you sure you want to do that, Bob or Betty? Let's step back for a moment. So that's important. By the way, I want to invite you to come on down here to 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Mick and Lynn are hosting this seminar for home buyers, whether you're a first-time home buyer or you've purchased multiple properties. Later on in the program, we're going to talk about some of the changes in the law and federal regulations that will impact on you, and that's why coming here today, even if you've owned a lot of properties, can be helpful to you if you're looking at buying something. So I'll tell you what, the interview process, we've talked about that, and maybe you have found that right home after you've gone out, after you've eliminated the house with the small closet. You found the perfect one with the big closet. So what happens then, Lynn?
Well, then we talk about price. We talk about what you want to offer. We talk about what you think it's worth. It's important for you as the broker to do a market analysis so you can guide your client in making the appropriate offer and make sure that you're offering what they're willing to pay and what the house is also worth. So that would be the next process.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we are here at Philly National Title, and you've got this lovely sort of waterfall sound in the background, Steve Raymond, Santa Fe area manager, and it's like white noise to me. It's sort of lulling me into a zone here, not falling asleep, but I'm liking it very much. So if you're hearing that, listeners out there, that's what that noise is all about. Anyway, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, I'm a little bit early again, but let's take another break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue to drill down on the process for home buyers, whether you're first time or have owned multiple properties. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are here today at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in downtown Santa Fe at Fidelity National Title. We're doing a very special homebuyer seminar. We invite you to come on down, enjoy all of the refreshments that are being offered, enter a drawing for great free gifts. It's a beautiful day. I can't think of a better place to be than Fidelity National Title on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And if you come down here, you're going to learn everything, A to Z, about the homebuyer process. And again, whether you're a first-time home buyer, which we strongly urge you to take advantage of this opportunity, or someone who has owned properties before, you'll learn a lot today. Before we get back into our conversation, I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide-format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't need to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive or call them at 474-3551. That's 473-551. I did this last week. I did the same thing. It's 474-3551. Sorry, Joe Martinez. And let Fast Signs be your solutions for all of your graphic needs. I also want to remind you to join us next Sunday, August 15th at 142 Lincoln Avenue for a very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. This is a fabulous residential and commercial property being offered by my colleagues Darlene Street and Paul Duran, and as one of the official entries in the Home Builders Parade of Homes Tour, Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title will be my guest host. And I want you to put it on your schedule to join him, Darlene, and Paul at 142 Lincoln Avenue next Sunday, August 15th at noon, for this very special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. Earlier today, I had the opportunity to speak with Joe Martinez, the owner of Fast Signs, the sign and graphic solutions company, regarding the importance of good customer service. Let's take a listen to what he shared with me.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Ray?
I'm doing fine. Now, as you know, today we're hosting a home buyer seminar, and whether you are a real estate broker or in any other business, providing good customer service is essential to one's success. Now, Joe, what are your thoughts on this important topic?
Well, as I always say, there are three main points. I try to use the keep it simple, stupid full format, but the first of all is to listen to customers, and sometimes when you're trying to tell people about your features and benefits, et cetera, you can go on and on and on and really kill the sale. But the truth of the matter is that if you really listen and if you really, and I don't mean make believe you're listening, but I mean really empathize with your customer and have them understand that you have their best interest at heart, then, you know, the defenses come down and you can talk candidly and the barriers come down and you can get to the root of what's really concerning your customer and get the business done.
Well, and you're absolutely right. I mean, people can tell if you're not being genuine. You are a very good businessman. You recognize that it's better to be straightforward with folks rather than blowing a lot of smoke at them. And at the end of the day, you know, people just want you to deliver your product or service in a fashion that allows them to benefit from it. So from the standpoint of Fast Signs, how do you actually do that? Give me an example of a particular client that maybe you've worked with where customer service was really critical at the front end of getting that particular client in the door.
Well, to go to my second point, I'm not sure if it answers your question completely or not, but you ask questions and you familiarize yourself with their needs. I guess that's kind of a subtext of the first item. But if it's something that's going to if it's something that's going to take a while or is particularly challenging, you know, make sure they understand it up front. And people, as corny as it sounds and as trite as it may sound, value is still, I think, a highly underrated trait in any particular business, because people don't mind paying for something if they're getting what it's worth. If you provide value by staying in touch, by addressing needs, by charging for what the product is worth, but delivering on your word, then everything else is really secondary, and people trust you. And once you have trust, then the communication channel's open.
You know what? That's great counsel, Joe. And I tell you what, if I want to tell the listeners that if they want to get some more of your thoughts on this particular issue of good customer service, why don't you check out an article that Joe actually wrote on our latest All Things Real Estate newsletter. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, and when you're at the homepage, click on the newsletter box. And also check out Joe Martinez and his company Fast Signs by clicking over to the radio show webpage and look for his company logo. Anyway, thanks a lot, Joe, for your very good counsel today. I know the listeners are going to benefit from it, and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thanks a lot, Ray. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
All right. We're back live here at Fidelity National Title, 515 Don Gaspar Avenue, for a very special home buyers seminar being brought to you by a colleague in my firm, Lynn Wigley, her business partner, Nick Burke, by Danny Estrada of Interface Mortgage, and Shelley Monks of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. We invite you to come on down here. It's a beautiful day. You can enjoy some refreshments, get lots of powerful information about the home buying process, and enter a drawing for free gifts. So come on down and join us here. These guys are ready to help you out. Anyway, talking about the home buying process and good customer service, which Joe Martinez was speaking to in the last segment, let's continue on, Lynn, with the actual process itself. You've figured out the home that you want. You've written an offer, and I see from your notes here a reasonable offer. That's always important. What are the next steps for a home buyer that they need to be aware of?
Well, of course, there's the earnest money.
And what is that exactly?
It's just basically a good faith offering saying, I'm actually interested in buying your home. Here's my proof of funds. Here's the proof of what I will give you. And that's a huge step in the purchase agreement and also a large step in the acceptance of an offer and your negotiations.
So and the earnest money is typically held by the title company.
By the title company, yes.
So your buyer actually
I'm not running around with the check.
It is held securely
by the title company.
We know you'd be honest about it.
It's probably best that it's made
payable to the title company rather than to Lynn Wigley's personal account. Right?
I would like that, but it's not the way it goes.
So the earnest money is deposited with the title company, Fidelity National Title, of course. And what's the next step?
The next step is submitting the offer and seeing if it's accepted.
Crossing fingers having your broker make the best case for you, right?
Exactly.
And if it is, well, you know, before you get to the point where you're going to sign that contract, it's probably back and forth, right?
Of course. There's the negotiations, counteroffers, that kind of thing. Ideally, it's a quick process and maybe one, two counteroffers the very, very most, or no counters at all, and it's just accepted and you're ready to go forward.
And that's totally dependent, again, for the benefit of first-time home buyers, because people that have owned multiple properties understand this. But that reality is completely dependent upon how smart you were in writing the offer initially.
Correct.
How, you know, are you close to what the listing price is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to meet the contingencies quickly that maybe you put into your offer?
Mm-hmm.
And whether you even have contingencies, because,
right,
again, it is a buyer's market, but at the same time, if you want it to go quickly, you don't want to put a lot of roadblocks in the way of the seller, correct?
Exactly. I mean, what you're looking at right now is when you're dealing with a loan is a minimum of a 45-day close just because of the changes in title insurance and funding and the real estate market itself. So the less roadblocks you could throw up, the better, and the quicker you'll be able to close on the house, actually own the property yourself and be a true homeowner.
Mm-hmm. And so let's assume, Mick, that The offer that you've presented was well-written, smart, has all the touchstones that makes a difference to the seller. It's accepted. It's now earnest money's deposited with the title company. You guys are off to the races. So at this point, to a certain extent, the process is in the hands of the title company, isn't it?
That's a very enormous piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, without going into a huge amount of detail about title and what title insurance is, it's imperative, mainly because the mortgage lender will not lend on a property without mortgage insurance or without title insurance. And
we should pause for a moment again for the benefit of listeners who are first-time home buyers,
mm-hmm.
who have not yet come down here to Fidelity National Title at 515 Don Gaspar. What is title insurance? What exactly is that, and why is it important?
Title insurance insures your rights to the title of a property. Unlike homeowner's insurance or unlike car insurance, title insurance does not protect your valuables, okay? It protects you and the title of the property so that you can have quiet enjoyment of that property.
And when you say protect, specifically what could happen is that down the road, and of course the title company makes a title search, which we'll talk about in a moment, but down the road you may discover that there was a contractor that was not paid when they built the property, and he brings a lien against the property. So if you don't have
right.
title insurance, you're in real deep doo-doo, aren't you?
Well, you know, if you don't have title insurance, you have to pay the lien.
There you go. Simple as that.
It's that simple. If you do have title insurance and the title company missed the lien, then the title company must make good on that lien.
And these are all aspects of the process that you can learn more about today from Shelley Monks of Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, who is here and is among the team members that will chat with you as a first-time or a multiple purchaser of property. Again, having the title process in place and correctly done is critical to the process, as Mick was just saying. So after we've done the title search and the title company has explained to you as the buyer what their important role is, and why if you don't have it, you're really running a risk, then one thing, Lynn, that a buyer probably will want to do, particularly if the property is a little bit older, is an inspection. And what does that all entail?
Well, of course, picking the right inspector is imperative.
And this is inspection of the property you
just
purchased.
Yes, of the home. So
uh-huh.
you know what you're getting yourself into. Is there roof issues? Is there, you know, a wall that needs to be fixed? Is the electrical working properly, the plumbing, et cetera? So the home inspection is a very large part of the buying process because you want to know what you're getting yourself into, and it also creates a situation where you can negotiate with the seller what they will fix on the property, what you will fix, and it helps you go forward.
And what we're finding as brokers, and the three of us can attest to this, is that in this buyer's market, often a seller will do a pre-offer inspection of their property before they even take an offer from a buyer so that they can anticipate what the buyer's inspector is going to encounter.
Correct.
And they can take that issue off the table. Correct, Mick?
That is correct.
And it's a valuable strategy, isn't it?
It's great because you already know it will be available to you before you write your offer.
Yeah.
You already know that this house has been inspected and that everything on that list has already been completed.
Or that if the inspection was done shortly before an offer came in and the seller has the choice of saying, I will pay for all these things even during the process.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've done the inspection process, and again, as you pointed out, Lynn, it's incredibly important to make sure that you have a very qualified, bonded, experienced inspector doing this for you, because you're paying for it as the buyer.
Right, that's absolutely correct.
And you want to know what the defects, if there are any, of mm-hmm. the property. You're basically looking at this professional to tell you, well, everything is perfect, or you got A, B, C, D you got to take care of, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And so with that inspection list, let's assume that the seller wasn't strategic and they did not do their pre-offer inspection. And so you then walk up to the seller, your broker does, and he or she hands to the seller's broker this inspection list. What does the seller's broker do besides maybe faint, depending on how long the list is?
I hope there aren't enough problems where they would faint.
Right.
But that's when you write something called an objections, resolutions, and waivers as the buyer's broker. And basically you're saying you're taking the home inspector's list of A, B, C, D, and you go to negotiate with them and say, hey, will you fix these? This list, this bullet point of things on the house.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's also available is you can say, okay, well, I'll take this much money off the sales price and handle it once I own the house. That's
right.
Also an option.
Uh-huh. And, of course, that's part of the negotiation process, and hopefully it does not make the deal fall apart.
Right.
But depending on how long the list is, and again, if you're a smart seller, you would not have done that. You would have done your own inspection, know what the
Absolutely.
Problems are. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take another break here on All Things Real Estate. When we continue our conversation with Lynn and Nick, we will pursue the other aspects leading up towards settlement. You as the happy buyer of a property will face that at the very end. So stay tuned. We'll get back to that in just a moment.
KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we are doing a very special remote broadcast from Fidelity National Title, located at 515 Don Gaspar Avenue in downtown Santa Fe. And today we are offering some very thoughtful, useful, and important commentary on the home buying process. Whether you are a first-time home buyer or have owned multiple properties, we invite you to come on down here. There are four very, very qualified, extremely professional folks who are part of this process. Lynn Wigley, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Mick Burke, who is the qualifying broker at Golden Realtors in Albuquerque, Danny Estrada of Interface Mortgage, and Shelley Monks of Fidelity National Title. All of them are ready to help you out today with navigating this, what can be a confusing and certainly intimidating process, particularly if you're a first-time home buyer. So come on down to Fidelity National Title. Guys, we're going through the process. We talked about making an offer. We talked about working with a lender. We talked about what a title company does. We talked about what you as the buyer need to do with your inspector to make sure that this house has everything perfect in place or that it can be fixed to make it that. We're getting close to the finish line here, Lynn. So what are some of the things leading up to what's either called settlement or closing? And for a first-time home buyer, they hear settlement and closing, people use it interchangeable. It's the exact same thing. You sit at a table, literally, usually, and you fill out a whole bunch of pieces of paper, and you exchange those papers and hug and kiss, exchange money, and you walk away with the house. But leading up to that happy moment, what are some of the things that people need to focus on leading up to closing?
Well, of course, after the inspection process and after the negotiation of what needs to be fixed in the home, there is the appraisal process, which the new laws dictate that we as real estate brokers have little to nothing to do with. So there is the appraisal process to determine, hey, is this house actually worth what we've settled on to buy?
Right, and the appraisal process is critical to the lender.
Right.
The lender is the one that imposes that process on this because the lender is the one that's ponying up the dough.
Correct.
So the lender wants to know that the appraiser says, yes, it's valued at that, otherwise we're in trouble, correct?
Right, that's exactly correct.
Okay, so after the appraisal process, then what happens?
Then you dot your T's cross your T's and dot your I's,
right,
and get ready to go to closing.
Uh-huh. And at closing, there are a few things that happen leading up to closing, and again, we're giving you sort of a shorthand version. If you come here today to the seminar, Mick and Lynn and Danny and Shelley will give you all of the nuts and bolts of it. But leading up to closing, there are some fundamental things. I mean, you've done the appraisal. You want to make sure that the house is ready. You've got the utilities turned on and all that
correct,
sort of good
correct.
Stuff. I
all
mean,
of
and
that
that's
transfer.
A checklist that your broker,
sure,
your buyer's broker will provide to you. And those are all critical because you don't want to show up at a house and the gas isn't on.
Correct.
Or the lights don't work. So they seem small, but they're incredible.
Yeah, there's the transfer process of, you know, your electric, your gas, your water, this kind of thing. And also there's a walkthrough. You want to do a walkthrough before you go to closing to make sure that everything was taken care of, the house is clean, there's no current furniture in there, whatever it may be.
Right.
You want to make sure that the house is move-in ready.
And as brokers, we probably can regale the listeners with all sorts of horror stories of that walkthrough being not what we expected it to be. Fortunately, that doesn't happen very often, particularly in a buyer's market. A smart seller makes sure that everything is broom clean and ready to go, but it does happen occasionally. So, Nick, we're now up to the most important step for you as a buyer. You're about ready to walk into the title company, probably, to do settlement. And what happens that day you walk in that door?
Well, what happens the preceding day is actually what I would like to talk about,
yes,
and
sir.
That is that you get a copy of all your loan documents so that you can read them thoroughly and understand each and every one of them. I am going to go over the settlement statement with you. Lynn and I have already, way back in the process, given you an estimate of your closing costs. And then the mortgage lender is also going to give you an estimate of your closing costs. And the day before closing, we're going to actually go over what we gave you in the beginning, and we're going to match that with what you are going to pay at closing. We're going to, you know, write down to, with a fine-tooth comb, make sure that each and every figure is correct.
And this is, you're absolutely correct. This is a very critical step. For a first-time home buyer who says, well, what happens if the numbers don't match? Calm down. Don't worry. There is always the 11th hour exchange of paper, rewriting. I mean, this is what, unfortunately, Shelley Monks over at Fidelity National Title will be taking care of constantly doing new paperwork to get ready for the settlement. If, in fact, there is a discrepancy, certainly not on the part of Fidelity National Title, but if Danny, I'm sorry, if the lender maybe was wrong by a few pennies, that might happen. So anyway, not to worry, correct? That's all taken care of.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Nearly every closing, there is a few hundred dollars worth of stuff that has to be taken care of. All the bills from all of the activities that have happened during the process have to be at the title company to be paid. We have to make sure that that's there. So once we've gone over all this paperwork, we then all set up a time. We meet at the title company for settlement.
Uh-huh.
Okay? We've all agreed. You've seen the paperwork. We're all happy with the figures. You go to the bank, you get a cashier's check made out payable to the title company for the amount on your bottom line to purchase the house, and you sign sometimes 100 documents. Usually it's more like 50. And all of those documents, which will include your note, your mortgage, which is your note is your promise to pay, your mortgage is the actual security interest in the property. And after all those things are done, the next day, almost always it's the next day, you will get your keys, because we have to wait for the title company to record the note and the mortgage and the deed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And they do that through the courthouse.
They do that through the courthouse. And once we have funding and the seller has had a check cut to them,
mm-hmm.
you get your keys.
Uh-huh. And that's when you uncork the champagne, right, Lynn?
That's correct.
Celebrate, dance around the kitchen.
I won't be dancing, but they can dance around.
Well, you might dance on their behalf as their buyer broker, but that's a very joyous time for any,
exactly.
Particularly for a first-time home buyer. It's crossing that finish line has an adrenaline rush that
right.
just
yes, very, much.
Very very few people can appreciate until they've done it. So anyway, then you own it. And you live happy ever after. At the end of the show, Gino, thank you. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. Beyond that, though, after someone has moved in and they could settle in, they've moved in, they're perfectly comfortable with their property, that isn't necessarily the end of the road from a real estate standpoint, because there are all sorts of things that they may want to do or might have to do, correct, Lynn?
Correct, absolutely.
Yeah. And one of the things that we as brokers like to do is stay in touch with people over time, because the manna from heaven for brokers is the referral. A happy broker is made happy by a happy buyer, and so that buyer then says to his or her friends, hey, you ought to work with Lynn or Nick. So anyway, guys, we've got about a minute here before the show. Let's just close out. Any last thoughts other than come on down here today? Nick?
You know, you can give us a call, either Lynn or I, if you want a private seminar.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing those as well. It's been great, Ray.
Well, the best way to get a hold of you, actually, Lynn, Mick, what's the best phone number for people to reach you guys at? Let's give them one.
For Lynn Wigley and McBurk, you can just call myself on my cell phone, 505-690-1562. I'm always available by email as well, which is Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, at sfrp.com.
Well, again, I want to invite everybody to come on down here to Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, 515 Don Gaspar Avenue. It's a beautiful afternoon. We have had some people that have come by here looking for useful information about the home buying process. If you come down here today, you'll be able to enjoy not only the commentary and information that my friends and colleagues are sharing with you, but also enter a drawing for some great free gifts, enjoy some refreshments. And so I want to encourage you again to come on down to 515 Don Gaspar Avenue for this very important home buyer seminar. Thank you, Lynn Wigley, Mick Burke, Danny Estrada, and Shelley Monks for hosting this remote broadcast today and for offering some very useful commentary on the home buying process. Thank you, Gino Thompson, back there at KTRC, my producer, for doing what you always do to make the show perfect. Colin McAdams, my technician extraordinaire, who is right here on site for setting up things. Kate, Melissa, Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a terrific show. Thank you for tuning into the program today, and please know that I would love to help you as well. So one more phone number is mine, and I'll send it over to Lynn and to Nick if you give me a call, and that's 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.